The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music. Tēnā tātou, I'm Davian Lawson, and this is The Sound of Music, an eclectic mix of music inspired by a hand-picked selection of the week's news. Before we jump in, however, a reminder of how you can get involved, whether you have a song suggestion in relation to a story I have mentioned, or even if you would like to add your views about a particular piece of news, you can contact me via Messenger at Davian Lawson. That's DavianLorson. First up, as everyone here in Aotearoa has surely noticed, we are very much in the thick of winter at the moment, and so we are all doing what we can to keep warm and dry. However, this week, Building and Construction Minister Chris Penk announced that the Coalition Government is considering rolling back our country's new improved insulation standards. It is estimated that the recent upgrades to insulation and glazing requirements brought in 2023 save new homes an estimated 40% on heating and brings us up to the standards of other countries with similar climates. 99% of submissions during public consultation around the new rules supported increasing insulation standards, and there has been overwhelming support of the standards from the building industry. However, Pink says he has heard from builders and developers that the standards will add $40,000 to $50,000 to a new build at a time when we are trying to make housing more affordable. A poll of 2,300 members of the Certified Builders Organization told a different story, though, reporting that it would only add an extra $10,000 to $20,000 for a standard home. And many experts around the country have argued that when considering the resultant decrease in heating costs, health costs, and climate costs, that these insulation costs would easily pay for themselves twice over. Here is Black Mold by the Phoenix Foundation.
Mold will never die. last black dot is just out of reach. I see it sitting on the surface. The city is a swamp and the fungus is a circus. We're living in darkness in a river of shit on a rainy little island in a flying fast and spit. We're dying in our bungalows, villas in the mist, in the valley of the Saggy where the sun will never kiss. And it's a nice little place and it's cozy, I suppose, if you don't mind living in a never-ending world.
You won't paradise.
Right. For our next story, we have a game. Normally, I give you the news item first with the show, and then I play songs in relation to it. However, this time I will play the songs first from this section, and you, the listeners, have to guess what current piece of news they are possibly alluding to. And if you're the first, contact me at Davian Lawson. That's DavianLorson on Messenger. With the correct answer, you'll win a prize. So here is Computer Problems by Kati.
Let's just do it.
Up windows in my mind. They say that my hard drive's fried. Nothing's closing, but I'm still hoping. Pop up windows in my head. Sleepless nights in flashing. I stay tired, overwired. You know nothing's out to get you. Thank you.
The computer is broken, oh what can I do? I think I'm falling in love with you. The pictures are gone, the screen is blue. Strange events ensue. Cause I feel it inside my head. I wonder what happened to them. Should I turn it off? Should the two are appeared? Dear God, I haven't got a clue. I'll go to the kitchen, I'll drink some juice. I'll have to let it loose. Cause I feel it inside my head. I wonder what happened to them. Cause one day the devil brought a new machine. Computers are so mean. So what now? I might stay in tonight. Watch a movie in black and white. But I might send some emails instead. And then go to a party. The computer is broken. Oh, what can I do? I'm falling in love with you. The computer is broken, oh what can I do? I think I'm falling in love with you. The pictures are gone, the screen is blue. Strange. Computer is... We'll be right back.
something pretty bad happened. We lost a friend, all shocked and broken, shut down, exploded. Jetty 3 is what we first called him. Then it was Jed. But Jed System's dead. Therefore, so's Jed. We assembled him in the kitchen. Made out of this end, made out of that end, whatever was at hand. When we finished Jed, we were so proud. Celebrated, we congratulated at what we'd created. Jed could run or walk, sing or talk. Thoughts and solve lots of problems. We learn so much from him. A couple years went by, something happened. We gave Jed less attention. We had new inventions. We left for convention. Jed had found our booze and drank every drop. Fizzled and popped. He rattled and knocked. And finally he just stopped.
Right, so that was Jed the Humanoid by Grandaddy. Before that we had Computer Age by Neil Young, and before that again we had The Computer is Broken by Nine Stories, and just between those two songs, I don't know if you noticed, that we had a little bit of a glitch, a funny little thing where things were playing up, and ironically enough, you know, that was the computer playing up, which is what the story that these songs are connected with is all about. Obviously, last week, Microsoft systems across the world were critically damaged due to a faulty update from CrowdStrike. This is what happened this week. One of the biggest news stories that have happened this week across the globe. The fault caused widespread disruptions to major organizations, including airlines, banks, and telecommunications companies, as well as millions of home computers using Microsoft Windows, with the outages sometimes taking days to be repaired. Right, onto our next story. New figures released by Stats New Zealand last week showed a net migration loss of 27,000 people moving from Aotearoa to Australia last year. And this included 322 new police officers, New Zealand police officers, applying to work in the state of Queensland alone. In May 2023, Queensland's Police Service launched a recruitment campaign targeting New Zealand officers. It pitched promised warmer days, higher pay, and a $22,000 relocation bonus. It highlighted the perks of moving to Queensland, including a starting salary of about $110,000 a year, with additional housing allowances. This comes at a time when the coalition government has asked New Zealand's police force to make cost savings of $55.1 million a year, and with the force being asked last week to offer voluntary subsidies to staff. This is 500 miles from Peter, Paul and Mary.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles.
Okay, that was 500 miles from Peter, Paul and Mary. And that was in relation to the story we talked about earlier in relation to 322 New Zealand police officers applying to work in the state of Queensland. Next, the United Nations top court said Friday that Israel's presence in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is illegal, expressing for the first time ever its view on the legality of Israel's presence and calling on Israel to end its decades-long occupation of territories it captured from Palestinians in the 1967 war. While non-binding, Its sweeping judgment ran through a list of Israeli practices that it said violated international law, including confiscating land, building Israeli settlements in the territories, and depriving Palestinians of natural resources and the right to self-determination. The court called on Israel to cease new settlement activity, evacuate settlers, and make reparations for the damage caused. As a result, here in New Zealand, Labour leader Chris Hipkins has called on the government to act, saying that the ruling should spur the national government to do more to back international legal efforts to end the war in Gaza and find a peaceful solution in Israel-Palestine. International law has a critical role to play in resolving this conflict. That's why we are again calling on the government to intervene in South Africa's led genocide case against Israel's war in Gaza at The Hague and send our top legal experts to make submissions, Hipkins went on to say. There was no indication that the Prime Minister raised Israel's war crimes in Gaza and the US unconditional support for Israel's war when he met President Biden last week. The US currently provides $3.8 billion of military aid per year to Israel, and in April added a further $8.7 billion to that fund. This is while hundreds more Palestinians were killed last week by Israeli strikes, bringing the total Palestinians dead to 39,000. And in related news, on Wednesday, Israeli lawmakers in Parliament voted by 68-9 to reject any creation of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Despite support for a two-state solution from the European Union, the G7 group of countries, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, the Arab League, the US, China and India, and many other countries. This is Leve Palestina.
Leve Palestina, o crossas sionismen.
Leve Palestina, o crossas sionismen. Leve, leve, leve Palestina. Leve, leve.
Vi har plockat citroner,
citronerna.
Och
Ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city. Come, let us build ourselves a city.
Okay, so those songs we've just heard were Come Let Us by Mark Pritchard, Killing for Love, Jose Gonzalez, Welcome to the Occupation, REM, and Leve Palestina. So that was in relation to the story we talked about earlier, the International Court of Justice of the United Nations ruling that Israel's presence in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is illegal. On to our next story, back to Aotearoa now. A New Zealand study is looking at the clinical possibilities of combining microdoses of LSD with talk therapy for late-stage cancer patients. In other parts of the world, substances like such as LSD, MDMA, and psilocybin have all shown promising results in the treatment of depression, anxiety, and even addiction. Dr. Lisa Reynolds, who is a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland School of Psychological Medicine, is leading the study. The idea is that the microdoses of LSD, she says, will make participants more open to the talk therapy. On related news, a new brain scanning study published July 17th in Nature has shown that the psychedelic drug psilocybin dramatically changes how collections of nerve cells work in the brain to a much higher extent than scientists had previously thought. Psilocybin had humongous acute effects on the human brain, says Nico Dotschenbach, a neuroscientist at Washington University School of Medicine. Some of the biggest changes were in a brain system known as the default mode network. This network involves multiple parts of the brain across both hemispheres, but they're all activating and deactivating in a very organized, synchronistic way, Siegel says. And with psilocybin, it essentially becomes chaos. Here is Group Autogenics 1 by The Books.
Hello, greetings and welcome. Welcome to a new beginning. For this tape will serve you as a new beginning. That's right, a new beginning, as we're about ready to begin. On On this recording, music specifically created for its pleasurable effects upon your mind, body, and emotions is mixed with a warm orange-colored liquid. Your body is now a glass container. You can smell the orange-colored liquid, for the deeper you go, the deeper you go. And if there's extra saliva there, swallow it and take yourself down deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
I will be your guide in this journey, and I hope to be of help without intruding any more than is absolutely necessary. You may just possibly detect from my voice that I am Irish. And now I leap forward in time.
Think you presently are. Thank you. It's far out. It's far out.
All that you read, all that you see, all that you hear, filling up your head, orange colored liquid.
It is nice to relax, isn't it? Put the key in the lock. Unlock the door, and a fountain of ears is available.
If possible, in our modern world, listen for your eyes in your ears. We will continue this pattern until we have reached the infinite everything.
Now put on some undergarments and go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all
beautiful.
glass with a bump. They all come out to cool the night. The ice on top of the
wonderful. So that was Where Do They Go? The Butterflies from Mark Pritchard. Before that was Ichi Kupak from Small Faces. And before that again was Group Autogenics 1 from The Books. In relation to the story we talked about earlier, where a New Zealand study is looking at the clinical possibilities of combining microdoses of LSD with talk therapy for treatment for late-stage cancer patients. Now, for our last story of the show, in the North Island town of Tito, a David and Goliath battle is brewing with a proposal for a Burger King and a Starbucks on the main drag. Many locals are against the fast food takeover, saying it will ruin the town's character and take away vital business. Residents have until Friday, July the 26th, to make a submission to the South Waikato District Council. Now, I noticed when I moved here to Raglan how wonderful it was that we don't have any of those kind of multinational chain restaurants here. And I just wonder if anyone out there knows what it has taken to keep them from moving in, whether it's been there's required some effort from the locals to keep them out, or whether they just haven't thought that it was a viable option for them yet, these restaurants, to set up shop. So if anybody out there listening does know as to how that might have happened, that Raglan doesn't have these kind of restaurants situated here, please send me a message on Messenger. It's Davian Lawson, DavianLorson. This is Soul of This Town by Oliver Wood.
When you come back home, boy, you're gonna be so surprised. This little town that you came from has just left us behind. Well, they knocked down all the places you and me would hang around. It's just bricks and stone, skin and bone. But what about the soul of this town? Did you see that? Well, if I tell it, it was high time. Now it's in Sault Ste. Marie. Well, he's trying to keep the diner trying hard not to drown. It's just bricks and stone. Yeah. about the soul of this town.
Yeah.
Money Talks by Rick James. Before that, Money, That's What I Want, from Barrett Strong. And at the top of that section, Soul of This Town by Oliver Wood. And that was in reference to the story we did before those songs, talking about the proposal for Burger King and Starbucks on the main drag of Tito. So that's the show. Thanks for listening today. I've been Davian Lawson. That was The Sound of Music. I hope you were entertained and informed. Catch you next week. Ma te wa.